This is Eric Estrada, and you're listening to Out There with Jeff Rector.
You're listening to Out There with Jeff Rector.
Jeff Rector
on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Out There, the show that focuses on the genres of science fiction, fantasy, and horror. In the news, in the media, on television, on the big screen, and everywhere else in the universe. Sit down in your favorite electric chair, pour yourself a pint of blood, and open your psychic connection to Out There.
This is Jeff Rector coming to you live from the comic book convention, Comic-Con, in beautiful San Diego. Let's go inside, talk to the celebrities, the comic book artists, and the fans. This is Out There live at the San Diego Comic Convention. I'm here with Eric Estrada, of course, from Chips, from the animated series C-Lab 2021, character of Marco.
Right.
He's all over the place.
Right.
Always working. What's the big news?
The big news is that there's no news but good news and big news.
How's the real estate business?
We're sold out, baby.
That's fantastic.
All 14 states started 11 years ago in buying and selling, and we're done.
That's fantastic.
And as soon as the market gets
retired.
Good,
well, from the real estate business.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I'm going to pick it up again as soon as the market gets better in about 28 months.
Nice property.
Yeah, great property.
Is it Northern California?
It's all gone. It's all gone. Northern California, New Mexico, Florida, Tennessee, Colorado, all over.
What would you like to tell the fans of Out There?
Out There, I say a big hello and live well and be nice.
Any new project or anything like
that? Yeah, I've got something, but I got to, you know, if it sells, then boom, we already shot it. It's a reality show that I co-own with another company. And
Hush, hush right now?
Yeah, well, I don't want
to... Until the big news breaks?
Right now, we got three people bidding on it, so...
That's great.
Yeah.
So three's better than two.
Hey, whatever. It's better than a sharp stick in the eye. Anything's better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you, Eric.
All right, partner.
I'm here with the fabulous, charismatic... Bill Moseley, House of a Thousand Corpses, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Devil's Rejects, and you played Johnny in the remake of Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, I did, and I was happy to do all the jobs. I can say that the checks cleared. I wasn't injured for life, and so I consider them all very successful jobs.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
How was Rob Zombie to work with?
Rob is a real dream come true because he's into it and he likes to go for it, which is the way I like to work. And he writes very smart, cool scripts, and it's always fun to work with him.
You're one of his gang.
I am. I feel like, yeah, exactly. I'm one of the zombie
players. Zombie's gang players. Yeah. What's coming up?
You know, I've just there's a new movie coming up called Repo, the Genetic Opera, and there's a website, repo-opera.com. It's a opera, so it's all sung. It's a movie. It's science fiction. It's very violent, so there's a lot of blood jets. And
it's fun.
And it stars Paris Hilton.
Fantastic.
And Sarah Brightman. And Paul Sorvino. And Alexa Vega from Spy Kids and Anthony Stewart Head.
Sarah Brighton from The Phantom of the Opera, one of the top Broadway female stars.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some really good voices.
Hopefully she's teaching Paris Hilton a few things about singing.
Paris is good. Paris is actually really good. She was fun to work with. She was a real trooper. You know, she was in the...
With that kind of money, it's easy to be a trooper these days.
Yeah, with that kind of money, I wouldn't spend, my 5 a.m. mornings in a makeup chair, I'll tell you that. So she was really good.
Did you sing and dance?
Yeah, I do.
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
I sing, dance.
Are you genetically enhanced?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what they say is the men don't know.
Your girlfriend must love that.
I was going to say the men don't know, but the little girls understand.
Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure. We're going to have you inside the studio and talk a little bit more in the future.
Yes, and please say hi to my favorite producer, Joe Majestic.
I sure will. Good to see you, Bill.
And I'll always envy you because you worked with Athena Massey.
I did. She was fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway.
And a slew of other beautiful women, as we both have. Always a pleasure, Bill.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
I'm here with Michael Papajohn, the nicest bad guy in the business. You killed Uncle Ben in the Spider-Man movie. Cliff Robertson, he's an icon. You killed him.
Somebody had to do it, Jeff, and it paid good. No, it was a lot of fun. I actually met Sam Raimi doing For Love of the Game. I played the Nemesis in that, and then I got Spider-Man 1, and they... Alex Ross, a famous illustrator, did the opening titles for Spider-Man 2, so I got a drawing of that, and then I got to come back for Spider-Man 3, so it was really, really cool.
That's fantastic. I love Sam. We both grew up in Michigan. Bruce Campbell, all those guys.
But I got to be honest with you. In Spider-Man 3, you find out the Sandman killed Uncle Ben, and I was his accomplice, so all that weight was off my shoulders.
Oh, so you were only an accomplice then. That's not so bad. You helped kill Uncle Ben.
Well, for 4 years, it was on my shoulders. I thought I did kill Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Oh, they let you off the hook?
Yeah.
You're a bad guy in Charlie's Angels. You got kicked in the throat by Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, actually, I did a really cool scene. I got to spend 4 days in the bathroom with Cameron Diaz. You know,
nice.
Too bad there were 90 crew members.
I know. There's always someone to spoil it.
But I met Mick G on that director, and he's doing Terminator Salvation, so I got to go work on Terminator Salvation, and I'm real excited about that role.
Christian Bale will be playing John Connor in that film. Very exciting.
Yeah, a real beautiful woman, Moon Bloodgood, is in it, and it was a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a really cool film. I actually got to see the trailer today since we're at Comic-Con.
Sure.
And I got to hear that music, man. You start hearing that
music. They premiered it, huh?
Yeah, they showed a small clip from the movie. Yeah.
You weren't in the clip, though, probably, huh?
I could lie and say I was because they would never see it, but no, I wasn't.
Well, no, we're very excited. Can't wait to see that. Transformers 2?
Yeah, I really can't say much about it because the confidentiality
agreement.
Clause. See, I can't even
confidentiality
talk.
Confidentiality clause.
Yeah, exactly. But
you can kill Uncle Ben, but you can't say confidentiality clause.
There you go. So I can't really say much about it, but I'm really excited about that movie.
But you're in it. That's all that matters.
Yep.
That's going to be huge. It's going to be a big summer for you next year.
Yeah, Land of the Lost. I'm in that. I'm also in a movie.
Land of the Lost, the Sid and Marty Krofft. Kid Show is now a major motion picture starring Will Ferrell.
Right, correct. And another movie called G-Force, which is a Jerry Bruckheimer movie, and it's a guinea pig superhero type movie.
Read for G-Force.
Did you really?
Damn it.
You
probably
for
got
it.
My... I was up for one of the agents. You probably got the role.
I doubt it.
So what do you want to say to the fans out there?
Well, I really love what I'm doing. You know, I got a four-month-old little son, and it's...
Congratulations.
It's really cool to have a little boy now, and you start thinking about why I love this business so much, and it's like playing Halloween. It's like when you're 8 years old,
oh, yeah.
You know, are you going to be an Indian or cowboy or anything? And I really love meeting people that actually see movies and are moved by them in whatever way that might be. And it's like Halloween. You never know
yep.
if you're going to be the Army
Halloween
man or the
every
cowboy.
Day of the year.
Halloween, you know.
I always like to say I love the bad guys are always the funnest to play.
That's it. It is a lot of fun.
It's been easy to be the hero.
It's been my bread and butter to play the bad guy, so it's been a lot of fun. I'm a nice guy in person, though.
Well, Michael, great to see you.
All right, Jeff.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
I'm here with Miss Limelight, who wants to be a superhero on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes.
Beautiful, sexy, and a superhero.
Thank you. Hello.
So you're down here. She's a lethal weapon, folks.
Yeah.
A little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
I'm a lethal weapon. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means I'm dumb. I have a little knowledge.
But you're beautiful.
Thank you. Well, that's
and
all
you
that
fight
matters.
For good, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
You're actress as well?
I do sometimes. Yeah, well, I'm actually an embalmer, but I act on the side.
An embalmer?
Yes, I work at Forest Lawn Mortuary. So,
no kidding.
Yeah, I love it.
A lot of stiffs in the mortuary.
Yes. which is good for someone like me. That way I don't annoy people because I talk a lot, and so they don't care.
So you're licensed?
Yes. Embalmer? Oh, yeah. I've been licensed for 6 months now. So I used to do hair and makeup at the funeral home, and my family owns a couple funeral homes back home, so that's how
that's
I got into it.
It's a natural.
Yeah, exactly.
Too beautiful to be working on dead people.
Oh, thank you, but I get to wear whatever I want. So I can wear things with cleavage and nobody cares. Other jobs, they're like, whatever, I have to work at Hooters if I want to do that, which
who
I did.
Who needs that?
Right? Exactly.
Well, it's great talking to you. I'm going to have to have you in the studio
awesome.
On
Yay.
My show in the future, and we'll talk some more.
I love radio.
More.
Yay, thank you.
I'm here with James Kerwin, writer and director of the sci-fi noir film Yesterday Was a Lie. Winner, Best Feature Film, Park City Music Film Festival, Gold Director's Choice Award, Backlot Film Festival, Brilliant Light Film Festival, Lake Forest. You've won a bunch of awards.
We've won quite a few. We're pretty thrilled. Couldn't be happier.
Congratulations. Thank you. So tell us about the film.
Yesterday Was a Lie is a sci-fi noir film. It's a film. It's set in modern times, but it's shot in classic black and white as if it was a movie that was made back in the 40s. The characters
sure.
kind of look and speak and act and dress as if they're in this alternate universe in which we never really got out of the 40s. So, and it's got
well, that's a cool concept.
Yeah. It was really
very
fun.
Very stylized.
Very, very stylized. Stylized cinematography, stylized production design, costume design. Worked with a great crew of people, both above and below the line, to pull that look off. Yeah.
Your girlfriend, Chase Masterson, starring in it?
She stars in the film as well as producing the film. She produced it. She came up, she was cast originally in one of the lead roles. She sings 4 songs in the movie. And shortly after she was cast, our line producers dropped out. And after a long interview process, we couldn't find anybody else to produce the film that we really got along with. So Chase said, why don't I do it? And she stepped up to the plate. And
yeah, I heard you guys are tough to work with.
Yeah, very, very hard. I'm a diva, you know, so that's how it is.
And at the end of the day, she was right there.
She was right there, and she pulled it all together. She did an awesome job. We pulled the whole thing off, yeah.
And you're here at the Comic-Con. You're the closing night film for the Comic-Con Film Festival.
Yes, we are the closing night film on Sunday here at Comic-Con, and we are really happy that we got chosen to screen here.
That's not only screen here, but be closing night. I mean, that's pretty much the biggest honor
it's
at the festival.
It's quite an honor. Yeah, we're really stoked. Really stoked. Looking forward to it. A lot of our cast members have come down for the festival. Kipley Brown, who plays the lead in the film. John Newton, who plays the male lead. Peter Mayhew is here.
Good cast.
Yeah, we got a great cast, and they're all here for Comic-Con, and we're going to have a screening on Sunday, followed immediately by a panel. So.
Well, we'll talk to Chase a little bit later on and have to have you guys in the studio on an upcoming show. Talk more about it.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm here with actress Megan Franich, who played scary Iris in 30 Days of Night.
Hi.
Man, you were creepy.
Nice to meet you, Jeff. Thank you.
Vicious. Did you scare your parents with that one?
Yeah, I did. I think my mom was under the seat for most of it. And my nieces still aren't allowed to see it. But it's surprising, actually, being here at Comic-Con, how many little kids have walked up to me and said, hey, I loved your movie. And I'm like, wasn't it like an R-17?
Isn't it R-rated? Well, you can get anything on the internet, I guess, these days. And
right.
Or... get it from their friends, their older brothers, or whatever.
I had one girl say that she sneaked into the movie, and another little boy said, oh,
she put a mustache on and snuck into the movie.
Yes.
That's good. Well, it's having great success. It was terrific. It's probably one of the scariest vampire movies in a very long time. It's about time. And it had a new storyline and a new slant to it. And
David Slade,
of course, with Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert behind it, it can't be too bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved that those guys were working on it because I love their stuff. You know, I love their movies. And David Slade is an amazing director, and I really love, you know, what
it was very stylized, which I think really added to the horror and
well,
really worked.
Because
it was unnerving.
Yeah, well, because Ben Templesmith is such an amazing artist, you know, and his art is also stylized. It kind of, David was really determined to stay quite true to Ben's style in the comic book. So yeah, the movie wound up really stylized, which I think really worked for it.
It really did. In fact, it worked so well they're doing a miniseries.
Yeah.
Based upon it. That'll be coming out sometime next year, so we'll keep an eye out for that. And you're going to be doing some travel.
I didn't even know anything about the miniseries. Someone wandered up to the booth here at Comic-Con and said, and told me about the miniseries. I've been getting so much new
information. You're not going to be in it? That's horrible.
I don't actually know anything about it, but I do know that pretty much no one from the movie is having anything to do with it, like the director.
Usually when a feature film goes to television or a miniseries, it's usually a different production company and different cast.
But
we hope that that works and is successful. So you're going to be traveling around a bit?
We are.
With some shows?
My husband and I are heading to Europe after the States, and we're cruising around Europe for about 4 months and have a couple of conventions lined up there. And my husband Nick's a neuroscientist, so he's got a couple of conferences over in Europe. Then we're back
Kill two birds with one stone?
Yeah, absolutely. Write it all off.
That's
to tax.
Great. Absolutely.
And then New Zealand for Christmas, and then heading back to LA next year.
Are you going to move to LA?
Yes.
That's where the work is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, good. It was great talking to you.
There's actually lots happening in New Zealand. I might wind up getting stuck there if I work on something over there. Peter Jackson.
That's where they did Xena and Hercules.
And they're starting... Well, actually...
Lord of the Rings as well.
Rob and Sam are starting another series in New Zealand called Wizards First Brawl. And then we've got The Hobbit next year, and there's a lot happening in New Zealand.
It's going to be busy. Busy place to be.
But I have fallen in love with the US, so I think I will definitely be based here as of next year.
We like to have a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
nice talking
you. Nice
to you.
To...
I'm here with Edward Douglas, half of the Midnight Syndicate. Edward Douglas, Gavin Godzka team that produced the Midnight Syndicate music, which you've been producing horror, gothic theme music for years. How many CDs is it now?
It's 10 CDs now that we have out there. And just good, dark, atmospheric music that's great for Halloween and for people that just like to go to that dark place.
Yeah, and I love the music. You could probably hear it in almost every haunted house from here to Timbuktu, and it's great background music for Halloween parties. It's been very successful for you guys, and now you've stepped up. You've written and directed your first feature, which you are now scoring the music for, The Dead Matter.
Yeah, The Dead Matter is a film. We take vampires and zombies and kind of mix them in with a really unique storyline, some really cool twists. It's not really like the zombies and the vampires just battling it out. It's actually quite a bunch of different elements there. It's a script we spent a long time working on, a project that took me about 4 years to pull together. And we got Jason Carter. In that from Babylon.
Who's in my film?
Yes, as well as Tom Savini and Andrew Divoff from Wishmaster.
Oh, I love Andrew. He's a great guy.
And all of them really brought it, along with some newer faces that we had in there. And, it's a great movie. We're going to be debuting the trailer nationally through HotTopic.com in September or October of this year. So just getting that excitement going. It's a project long time coming. And I think fans of the horror genre are going to be really excited about it.
And they've got your music to look forward to as the score. As you know, the music is so important to a motion picture. And I love telling the story. We, of course, I used one of your tracks as the theme song for my
awesome.
My main title sequence theme song for Revamped. And I love telling the story. I've been listening to your music for years. I was a guest at Dragon Con in Atlanta, Georgia. And I come by the booth and I go, Midnight Syndicate? I love you guys. And you go, do you have any of our stuff? I go, yeah, I got a couple of them. Well, I'll take them all. And you give me all the CDs. I went home and listened to them. It was fantastic. I go, we're going to work together. One day, I'm going to use your music in one of my movies. And years later, I did for Revamped. And I'm really grateful for you guys. It really opens up the movie beautifully. And,
yeah, it's very exciting. We're
and now, congratulations on your own feature project. Very exciting.
Thank you. Thank you. It is an exciting time for us. The movie will probably be out in early 2009. We're just finishing up, like you said, we're just finishing up the score right now. And the visual effects being done by a company called Precinct 13, which is Robert Kurtzman, who produced
from K&B.
K&B producer Dust Till Dawn. He's heading up the effects on this, and so he's taking care of that.
You know, it'll be top notch.
Yeah, and the makeup is really good. All the practical effects we did, they really came out good, and that's important when you ever have. When you have, like, you know, when you have vampires and zombies, you gotta have the makeup people.
Absolutely. And on top of that, you've got the new CD coming out.
Yes.
It's being pressed right now. What is that?
It's called The Dead Matter Cemetery Gates. It's not the soundtrack to The Dead Matter. It's actually a standalone CD, just another Midnight Syndicate CD that's inspired by the themes of the movie. The Living Dead, vampires. One of the elements in the movie is an ancient Egyptian relic, so we play with some of those mummy themes, those Egyptian themes, and bring it in there.
Very unique. Exotic flutes and things like that.
And take it into a dark turn. So, you know, a unique disc.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah, it'll be coming out mid-August.
Will you be releasing the soundtrack for your own
film
as well, or will you go through another company?
No, we'll probably be releasing the soundtrack on our own after the movie's released.
Keep it in-house, why not?
Yeah, you have to. You know, when you can, and we certainly can when it comes to distributing music like this, you know. Yeah, we've been doing it, I guess, for 10 years now, so it's a good position to be in. So the soundtrack to The Dead Matter will release probably, you figure, sometime, you know, early next year after the movie's released.
Fantastic. And in the meantime, everybody has the Halloween horror soundtracks, Dead Matter music coming out
soon. Yeah, The Dead Matter Cemetery Gates will be out August 15th.
Keep an eye out for it. And what would you like to tell the fans out there?
Hey, thank you for the support. You know, when we take on a project like The Dead Matter, it's only possible because of the support that our fans and friends like you have given us over the years. So it's you know, we want to thank them and tell them, check out The Dead Matter, and you're really going to dig it.
Thanks, Edward. Great to see you, brother.
Hey, thanks, Ted.
Congratulations. I'm with Gary Graham. We've had in the studio on previous occasions. Gary's here at Comic-Con signing. Having fun?
Yes. Oh my gosh, the fun. Down, girls. There, step back. Okay, all right. Yes.
He's getting rushed Comic-Con girls.
Please.
Comic-Con groupies.
Stay in an orderly line. I'll get to you all. Yes. Thank you. Where are you?
Calm down, girls. There's enough to go around.
Right, there's plenty to go. My largesse is just brimming over.
How have the fans been receiving you?
The fans have been receiving me with open arms. Grateful for, uplifting.
Your body of work.
And just uplifting me in every way. In fact, you know, we get it up, we keep it up.
And you keep it going.
Keep it going. There's never a dull moment here at Comic-Con, San Diego.
Yeah. Well, look who's coming. It's your Alien Nation.
Oh my God.
Counterpart. Hey, you've seen one alien, you've seen them all. Also here is producer, filmmaker Len McLeod. Congratulations, you just won your first Saturn Award.
I did, and you got my name right when you announced my name. I was so proud of that moment.
I would have been so humiliated if I hadn't.
You've only known me.
I rehearsed for hours. The first Saturn Award for the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Congratulations, Len. That was a fun night.
It was a great night. It was wonderful. The party was even better.
Which you co-sponsored.
That's why it was a better party.
There you go. Yeah.
We got to hang out with Dolph Lundgren, John Voight, and Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Guillermo is an amazing man. Dolph is, well, he's Dolph. What can you say?
Nothing you can say here. He'll pummel you.
He's like Red Sonja on steroids.
Without the Sonja.
He says, I must break you.
Was that Dolph Lundgren or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
They're interchangeable.
Okay. Good to see you guys. Have fun. We'll catch you soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more Out There live at the San Diego Comic Book Convention.
You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Out There with Jeff Rector.
Jeff Rector
on LA Talk Radio.
I'm here with longtime friend Larry Nemechek, author, historian,
producer. You wrote the Star Trek Companion.
Right, Next Generation Companion.
Next Generation Companion, which gives you all the info of everything you need to know about Star Trek The Next Generation. You even sold a story to Voyager.
My wife and I did a story for Voyager Prophecy, which paid us for it. We didn't think it would get made, and then the last season they update it, and by golly, there it is. We got to have a view party for it after all. But yeah, no, did the Communicator Magazine for once in future, we hope. We're waiting for that to come through CBS while things straighten out. And still work, fact files around the world still is amazing. A lot of Americans don't see it. But here in a couple of weeks at Vegas, something I should have done a long time ago while we're in this hiatus, is launching a blog and a website.
Just fantastic, long time coming.
Yes. And like everybody has a blog, blah, blah, blah. But it's just me. It's the way I used to do the magazine. Personal, just people I run into, my thoughts, my reactions. If somebody has a project they want to promote, I mean, getting out to people. Or if I run into them at cons, whatever, we sit down and have a little guerrilla style, you know, goofy thing, 5 to 10 minutes or longer, break it up. And it's just me. It's just an army of one, not a big machine.
That's all it takes these days, and a computer.
Yeah. Yeah, and so anyway, I'm hoping that'll... And that's just for me and you get out there, because I have people say, gee, help me get out with this. What can you do? And I say, well, right now we're between things, but now I'm in control of something again. So
Larry, how can the fans find you and your blog?
The site in a couple of weeks launches. It's LarryNemechek.com. The blog for right now, its temporary address is LarryNemechek.blogspot.com. But it'll be ported into the site in a couple of weeks, so that'll be the main way, the LarryNemechek.com place.
I hope to see you in Vegas as well. That's one of my favorite conventions. Get to have a little fun in Vegas.
Baby.
Yeah. What happens at creation stays at creation.
And sometimes that's a very good thing, so there you go. Anyway, thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Always great to see you, Larry.
Great to hear this is hopping, and I'll listen for it.
We'll have you down in the studio on an upcoming show.
Good deal.
I'm here with a beautiful, sexy, talented actress, model, supermodel, Candace Keita.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good to see you again. It's been a few years. Well, I wish you out there could see. Look what I'm looking at. Her pictures are fantastic. She is hot. She's working, always working, looking good. You were the lead in the sci-fi kid show Masked Rider.
Yes, I did three seasons and 40 episodes of Masked Rider for Saban, and I had a wonderful, wonderful time.
You were the sexy, evil, sexy supervillainess.
Well, I played Barbaria, who was the evil bad guy, and then I also played the good mom, so I had a dual role. So I was evil and good on the same show.
Did they pay you twice?
I wish they did.
Not if it was Saban.
No, no. But they kidnapped me. I was a good person. They kidnapped me to Spider Base, and then I became bad. So that's how it kind of happened.
Well, you're good both ways. It's like salt and pepper. They both work. You can't have one without the other, right?
Right. Or like when I'm bad, I'm actually better, right?
Absolutely. So what's coming up?
Well, I just finished an episode of According to Jim. And then I also just Wednesday, Gary Graham, who's here, I just filmed...
Gary's a friend. He's been on the show.
Oh, are you kidding? Gary's awesome. I just did the Jace Hall show with him.
The Jace Hall show, the new webisode we're promoting as well.
Oh, yes. Okay, I didn't even know you knew. Yeah, so he and I worked together, and he was a wax figurine, and I was making fun of him on the Jace Hall show on Wednesday. So we had a grand time, and I was so surprised to see him here today.
We just talked to Gary a few minutes ago. He'll be on the same show, and... we're here live at the San Diego Comic Book Convention. I'm here with John Haynes Newton, Superboy before Smallville, the original Superboy. How many episodes did you do of that?
I did the first 26 episodes of Superboy. Yes, young Superman in college. We had to call it Superboy because the Salkinds had leased the rights out to Canon, and they couldn't call anything Superman, like young Superman, so they called it Superboy, which was its own comic from the 60s, Paradox.
Of course. You're also in Alive, the true story about the plane crash and the group of survivors that had to feed on each other to survive, but it's a fantastic tale of survival and the human spirit.
Yeah, it was awesome. The best part of that gig was getting to meet all the real survivors. They're very spiritual, really profound people. And we had a great shoot. It was really difficult because we had to lose weight and all that during the... We shot it real time in a way, and it was a fantastic experience for me.
you don't live through an experience like that and not be a changed person.
Oh, yeah. No, they're very changed, very humble, just the sweetest people. I actually went down to Uruguay the following Christmas after we shot the film and spent a couple weeks with the families, and it was fantastic. They're really great people.
That's great. You were also the last two seasons of Melrose Place.
I did the last 26 episodes of Melrose Place. Ran Heather Locklear's company and married Kelly, Megan, Kelly Rutherford. Her character name was Megan on the show, and that was fun. It was a hoot working on Melrose. It was a great project.
Great time back then.
Yeah. It was like I came in at the end, you know, a very well oiled machine. It was fun. They have a lot of fun shooting that.
You starred in the Hallmark Channel original movie, The Christmas Card. One of the highest-rating shows for them.
Yeah, it was actually their highest-rated programming that they've ever done, original or otherwise. It runs to really great ratings the last two Christmases, so I've been really grateful for that. Play a soldier who's come back from Afghanistan and gets an anonymous Christmas card and wants to find the family that sent it and thank them personally and falls in love with the daughter, and you'll have to see it.
That's a great love story.
Yeah.
And one of the stars of Yesterday Was a Lie, we were just talking with the director, co-starred with Chase Masterson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James Kerwin directed that. They're screening it here Sunday. And that's a film noir, black and white, which you already know a little bit about. It's a very, very strong script. It has a really deep metaphysical kind of introspective meaning. And it's a great story. I'm very proud to be a part of that.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Congratulations. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
I'm here with Kevin Schmidt and Pamela Jean, the stars of Resurrection Mary.
Exactly.
Based on the famous Chicago urban legend.
Look at that. We should have this guy write for us.
I know, right?
You play Resurrection Mary?
I play Mary, yep.
So I understand it's a supernatural love story.
Thriller, ghost story, all that put together.
It's its own meld.
Give us a quick synopsis.
A quick synopsis. Well, all right. It's a no. I don't need that. We'll be all
just
right.
Just read it off the card.
I'm gonna wing it right here.
Freelancer.
The old movies that have been done on it were really blood and guts horror slasher films, and this is kind of the first take of it really being about the legend itself and the ghost, and it's about a girl that's ran over.
Sexy ghost.
Yes, exactly. She's ran over in the 30s by her ex.
I'd go for the ghost. I'll tell ya.
I would go for the ghost. I did go for the ghost in the movie, so I got lucky.
You got the ghost.
I got the ghost
in the movie.
So she haunts this stretch of road, and she's looking for somebody to fall in love with to break this curse, so her soul can
because be she was
free.
Killed
because
by a hit and run
killed by
driver.
A hit and run. She's yeah. Haunting this stretch of road, and I come driving along the road.
He almost hits me again.
Almost hit her again.
and that's when we meet.
And that's when you meet.
And that's when the sparks fly. That's what happens.
Can you actually touch her, though? She's a ghost?
You can't.
She touches
yes.
Goes right through.
Yeah, no.
He tries a couple times.
You know.
At prom, you know, he tried.
Hey,
he
no.
Tried.
We can't talk about that.
Ghosts, I guess, can be picky, too.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Because he has a friend in the movie that tries to hit on me, and I don't go for him. I go for Kevin.
She goes for what the writer said. That's what she did. Yeah.
So how can everybody find
you
Resurrection
can
Mary?
Go to www.resurrectionmarythemovie.com, and the trailer's on there, and I believe there's a full.
And they can actually see your face.
They can see me. Yeah. They can see what we look like.
Believe it or not. Believe it or not.
Well, good. Thanks for talking to you. Nice talking to you guys.
No worries.
What do you want to say to our fans out there?
I think there's going to be a lot of really cool, exciting projects that are coming out from Pamela and I, and just stay tuned. Keep watching.
Keep looking for us. We'll be out there.
Sounds good.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
No, thank you.
Thanks.
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 Good night.
Doctor.
Bye.
You're listening to Out There with Jeff Rector.
Jeff Rector.
On LA Talk Radio. listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio.